I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Well, talking about how much you would need to be paid to do a variety of different things here, what's it going to cost me? People are sharing the things they got paid or talked into on a dare that they had to do. This one from Tennessee. I don't know if this was a dare for money, but it says, I wiped my crack with poison ivy.
Oh.
And I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. All over my sack and my crack. And it turns out I'm super allergic and had to get a shot. Was out of work for several days.
But why did you do that?
Yeah, like, for what?
Like, was that on purpose or an accident?
I do need to know if that was an accident or a dare or for money or what. Okay, Hot Wings, you have to pick one. You have 5 seconds after I finish. Choose which one.
Okay.
Take a bite out of a raw chicken breast or stick a fork in an electrical outlet. Go.
One, two, three, four. Fork in an outlet.
Kelly?
Biting a chicken breast. I've done it before. It's terrible.
You have?
Not on purpose, yeah. I ordered a chicken sandwich from the Botanical Gardens in Atlanta. It was such a beautiful day. I was going to have a chicken sandwich. And I bit into it, and it was raw.
A lot of people like to celebrate a beautiful day with chicken. That's true. Steve?
Yeah. Chicken.
Man.
It what are you doing weird. For you?
I think I do the electricity.
Oh, no way.
I don't like strange things.
I mean, it hurts. But I've done it before.
Yeah, but you've done it unexpectedly. It's a lot different when you...
Oh, yeah. I know.
But you've also bit into raw chicken unexpectedly.
Yeah, I mean, I've bit into very, very undercooked chicken before, and it is really unfortunate.
What? Steve, how much would it cost me to get you to drink water from a vase containing 3-week-old dead flowers?
Oh, God, you know that smells like total butt.
Oh, man, that's drinking wet soil. I mean, and dust.
Am I taking like one big gulp or... Mm-mm.
All of it, the whole vase.
How big's the vase? Okay.
Well, let's just say it's 16 ounces of vase water. A full glass.
You got this.
$1,000?
That's probably about right,
Kelly. That's a pretty good, that's a bargain for
I was thinking 500.
Well, you're a bargain. Cheap date, Kelly, there. Alex.
Boy, the worry about not knowing what type of diseases might be lurking in that. Like, what am I going to get? Just the runs? Yeah, I think that would take me about $1,000.
A couple of people. I had a friend eat a cicada for a $20 bill.
Man.
I once on a dare licked the salt blocks they sell at Tractor Supply.
Oh.
Ew.
I mean, it's just salt, right?
Yeah, you're probably fine.
I mean, you shrivel up like a slug from that much, but...
The person who wiped the crack with poison ivy, they were fishing and had to go and grab some leaves to wipe, and there was some poison ivy in there.
Boy, if you're that much of an outdoorsman that you're out fishing and stuff, I am shocked that you'd always go for maple. They're so easy to recognize. Always go for maple. Never grab anything off the ground.
Okay. This is a would you rather.
Yeah.
Kelly, you go first.
Okay.
Suffer from chronic diarrhea for all of November or sleep every night in shoes and jeans for the rest of the year?
Chronic diarrhea. There's no way I'm sleeping in shoes and jeans.
Shoes and jeans.
I would hate
Ain't
that.
No way.
I'd rather. At least the other one I can sit down and look at my phone.
Oh,
and
shoes.
I'll lose some weight.
Oh, man.
It's all about the screen time.
It is. Like, it's like when I did the prep for the colonoscopy.
Man,
it wasn't
for me.
The best, but it's not the worst. I don't want to sleep in jeans and shoes.
Oh, shoes and jeans for me all the way. Just the prep for that colonoscopy and that 12 hours of pure misery. The idea that I would have to do that for 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no thanks.
It wouldn't be as persistent, though.
You'd be okay with sleeping in jeans and your shoes every single night for 30 nights.
Hell of a lot less discomfort than 60. That than a raw bunghole, man.
Man. Yeah.
No thanks.
Yep. There's some wet wipes with cooling agents out there nowadays.
I mean, hell, I fall asleep in jeans and shoes in the middle of my house all the time.
Isn't it the worst?
Sitting on the couch. Like, what difference does it make? I don't care. No, I would... I'd rather shower in jeans than a month and have the runs every day.
Shower in jeans and then you have to wear them.
Ew.
So much chafing.
Oh, my God.
That would be very unpleasant.
Your denim is so damp.
Yeah, that would be very bad.
This text from Wisconsin. I gave my brother $5 to eat a lightning bug. Oh, did we laugh when his teeth were glowing.
Well, I'm sure.
Worth every penny.
That'd be pretty amazing.
Oh. Okay. Someone just wrote and said, I'm 16 weeks pregnant. I might not be able to take this. If you're still here, go away for your own good. Do not stay with us right now. I work at a company that hauls fresh fish in refrigerated trailers. On the floor of the trailer, there are grooves that are a half inch deep.
Oh, like this. No.
Are you saying that fish leftovers get put in that?
I paid my cousin $10 to lick a foot-long chunk of it with his tongue in the groove.
That's not right.
Oh, no.
Flies were landing on his head while he did it.
Oh, gross.
Well, I tried to take my headphones off, but I could still hear you talking.
Yeah, probably louder.
Yeah, I'm in the room.
Yeah.
I'm here. I'm in the future,
right
too.
Here, yeah.
I don't like it.
This one, I did a key bump of blazing hot sauce from Buffalo Wild Wings for $10 and a free 24-ounce beer.
Give me that hot sauce straight to the brain.
Mm.
That would burn so bad.
It would. A not key just... bump's like up the nose, right?
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about?
Okay, I was going to say, I'm not sure what that terminology is, but...
I assume that's what it was.
Oh, okay. God.
Oh, let's see.
Boy, that could really wreck your nose, man. Really dumb.
I had friends that would snort stupid stuff in high school, like crush up a Smarties and be like, dare me to snort it, or have the little salt packets at lunch, dare me to snort it, and I'd be like, no. I didn't dare you to do that.
Well, yeah, you want to do it, just do it.
I did snort a Smartie once when I was in junior high or high school.
Yeah, see? Why did you do that?
Because you're young and dumb and you think it'll be funny.
Was it funny, Hot Wings?
For everyone else.
How'd that feel for your brain?
I didn't like it.
It sounds terrible.
It wasn't pleasant.
Did you taste it by any chance?
You can taste it, yeah.
That's weird.
Steve, do you have your egg here?
I do not.
Hard-boiled
egg? No.
Because it would have been the perfect time for you to put it in your mouth. I would have paid you to eat your egg right now and then listen to what I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
Can we get Steve an egg?
Is it worse than the fish thing?
Yeah.
I might barf.
Do you have any food, Kelly?
Nope. I ate all mine already. Remember when you walked in studio today and you saw me shoveling it into my mouth?
No, I didn't notice. It just seems normal. that's not true at all. This text. I ate a deer eyeball for $40.
Oh, gross.
If you had a bite of your egg in there, with the way you love eyeball talk.
Oh, that would have done it.
Oh, no. Gosh.
I bet they're squishy like the little boba tea, like the little boba balls that are in the tea. I bet they're squishy like that, like tapioca pearls.
I got to imagine it's like one of those oversized jumbo grapes that's slightly not ripe yet.
I was going to say it's like biting into a Cadbury egg.
Breaks, you know, like a real
but not sweet and delicious
strong and then busts.
But I like Cadbury eggs for your beer. What if caramel came out?
Well, no, but it's going to be that hard and then mushy. But it's all made of eye stuff instead of delicious sugar.
Oh, gosh. Just nothing but little vein tentacles.
Hot Wings, would you rather
no
lick 5 feet of amusement park railing or not be able to eat your favorite food again?
Ever?
Ever.
Oh, man.
You can't go a whole lifetime without scalloped potatoes. You crazy?
That's your favorite food? Wait, scalloped potatoes.
You're just saying that in case we ever have a bet about favorite foods. You're like, oh, God, don't take away my scalloped potatoes. You've been laying this groundwork for years.
Scalloped potatoes. Don't sleep on those. They're delicious. Man. And
that's legitimately one's favorite food.
I like them, too, but favorite?
I love scalloped potatoes. I thought I told you on my birthday, my mom would always cook whatever our favorite meal was, and mine was Salisbury steak and scalloped potatoes.
I just thought you were saying that to try to look dumb.
No, I am dumb. I love scallop
potatoes. No, I've already
potatoes.
Proven that.
No, that's just who I am, remember? I can't believe y'all are hating on scallop potatoes.
I'm
like
not
that.
Hating on them.
What's
I just can't believe
food,
it's a steak.
Ew, boring. What about you, Freebeer?
You know what my favorite food is, pizza.
Oh, I was going to say chicken fingers.
No, everybody says that about me.
Yeah, which is
no,
well,
it's
Steve's
just the most likely
food. Obviously lasagna, which it, it's, I am just doing the Midwest version of lasagna, scalloped potatoes.
Yeah. Steve's favorite lasagna specifically is Stouffer's.
Mm. Yeah.
That's that
just like mom used to make.
Yeah, now the different, at least with lasagna, though, there's more than two ingredients.
Not really. It's just noodles and cheese and tomatoes.
How many ingredients did you
that's
just say?
Three, but okay. That's why Howling said not really more than two, which meant like three or four-ish. Not really more than two means three or four-ish.
That's
right?
Like 66% more ingredients.
I'm just saying there's not a whole lot that goes into classic lasagna. Just a little bit of noodles and some cheese and...
And meat.
And tomatoes and maybe meat. So four things.
Okay, so that's
scallop
100...
Potatoes.
You know what that is? 100% more ingredients.
Scalloped potatoes? They got to have at least a couple different types of cheese in there. And don't you have to put a little dairy in there, like a little milk
you
in
like
there?
Cheese?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you got to put a little
it's
milk
cheese
in
and potatoes. I mean, for all intents and purposes.
Right, but you got to put a little something in there to
there's
make it slippery.
There's probably milk. But either way, your favorite
I mean,
is
there might be a pinch of
potatoes.
Salt.
Scalloped potatoes are delicious. And
they
you don't
are.
See them enough.
No, they're good. I agree. I'm not hating on them. I just like your favorite is.
Oh, my God. When they come in the Omaha Steaks boxes, they come in with the little apple fritters. It's like they know me. Because all I want are scalloped potatoes and then immediately apple fritters.
And that's like saying your favorite cereal is Special K. Like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, what's wrong with Special K? Throw a little sugar on top of that?
Yeah,
dang.
Then that's Frosted Flakes. Buy those.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, but you have to add stuff to it. That's
like
a
I,
bad sign.
Like I had to do that when I was a kid because my mom wouldn't buy Frosted Flakes.
What do you mean if you have to add stuff to it? That's a bad sign. Don't you add stuff to everything you eat? You put hot sauce on tacos? You put
like
milk
if you add
and
salt
cereal?
And pepper, you're like, oh, this is garbage food.
If you have to change the complete makeup of it,
yeah,
yes, it's
you,
a bad
yeah, you're
sign.
You're turning it into a
you're turning
different
it
food.
Into something else.
You're turning it into
so
Frosted
that how you feel
Flakes.
About noodles when you make spaghetti?
Yeah.
You're turning them into
you
soft
just
noodles?
Eat them dry out of the box like a real Italian.
No. No. You know I'm right.
You gotta
and you
add
don't like
tomato
potatoes.
Sauce to make noodles good.
Right, but I'm not
crunching
saying,
along.
But
with
I'm not
a
saying
them.
That plain noodles are the best food ever.
I know, but what you said—if you gotta add another ingredient, it makes it stupid.
Yeah, stick to your guns, Steve.
Yeah. You have to add another ingredient for most things. That's why they call them recipes.
Many people reporting scalloped potatoes do not contain cheese. If they contain cheese, they are then called au gratin potatoes.
I thought
so
that was all the same.
You are a fraud.
I thought that was all the same. How do scalloped potatoes not
that's
have
weird.
Cheese? What keeps
seems
them
seems like you
together?
Know a lot more about your
man,
favorite
au
food
gratin,
ever.
I have
scalloped
heard.
Potato
potatoes
yeah.
au gratin.
Recipe.
I have heard of that as being filled with cheese.
Yeah.
These all have cheese in them. All
also,
of these
also, one time on
cheddar.
This show, you claimed that cereal was your favorite food.
I thought corn dogs were your favorite.
I
yeah.
do love corn dogs too. Can yeah. I not have more than one favorite?
I've never
you know
seen you post
means?
Pictures of you at like a potato store,
the potato festival.
I have seen you post many photos of you with a big fancy hot dog.
What
though.
Magical potato store are you speaking of, Howie?
I don't know.
So I can go and get my magic scalloped potatoes at.
I don't know.
Grinning stupidly next to a slop pie yeah. of potatoes.
Yeah. Okay, like first off,
a seasonal scalloped potato pop up store.
Have I ever told you that cereal was my favorite food? I was lying for elimination game purposes, I'm sure.
No, I'm sure
but
that's true.
If I needed to be true, I could live off Cinnamon Toast Crunch or Captain Crunch. For the rest of my life, Captain Crunch Peanut Butter Crunch is the jam. Apple Cinnamon Cheerio things,
wow.
whatever.
Yeah.
Delicious. But no, above the rest, above all of them, scalloped potatoes. Uh-huh. And they do take cheese.
You lost all like authority with me when you said Captain
yeah.
Crunch.
I mean, of all the things that you can't
Captain
enunciate,
Crunch.
You put a T in Captain.
It's
Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch.
Cap'n.
It's not Captain Crunch.
Yeah, it is.
It's Captain Crunch.
No, it's
Captain Crunch. Look it up.
I just looked up a scalloped potato the recipe that's yeah. got cheese in it, and suddenly that conversation's dead forever.
Look up look the box.
That's weird. Oh. Seems like they forgot a couple letters in this.
I've never noticed that does say Captain Crunch.
Yeah.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Cereal's officially not my favorite. Scalloped potatoes right back into number one.
Wow.
Cap and
what
crunch.
What a fluid situation. We'll keep monitoring it for you.
My goodness.
Why can't scalloped potatoes be my favorite? Why is that not allowed?
I mean, if you want to be.
It can be. We just don't believe you because you lie about everything.
I don't lie about everything.
Well, you just told us that the other time you told us a dumb favorite food, you were lying.
And you also told me that scalloped potatoes don't cheese them, and y'all are lying.
We're not lying. That's what everybody told us. Maine has a potato festival. Kelly should come. Maybe you can be the potato queen.
I'm there.
Yeah.
If I could be a scalloped potato queen. That would be amazing.
Kelly, would you eat a 6 inch by 6 inch piece of cardboard?
No, I hate the smell of cardboard.
I know. That's why I'm asking.
What about the taste, though?
I don't care for the taste.
What about
either.
a paper sack?
No. Why are you comparing scalloped potatoes to paper sacks and pieces of cardboard?
It just seems like your tastes are off.
Of all people that would love scalloped potatoes along with me, free beer. You have the mouth of a child. Cheese and potatoes and butter.
But together, that's pretty exotic.
Yeah, you've never had them,
God.
Right?
Yeah.
If it was mashed, I'd like it, but I don't want to have to deal with weird textures.
Have you never gone out to eat with free beer before when he gets a baked potato and just butter?
I can't. Like, what?
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with you?
It's my potato. I'll get it how I want.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's super boring.
Really? Mrs. Scallop Potatoes over here isn't allowed to have potatoes however she wants, but Mr.
You can have it
potato,
however you want it.
You can live in a potato if you wanted to, free beer.
I didn't say, plain baked potato is my favorite food on earth, and I'll die on this hill.
Just a hot potato.
Yeah, hot potato take.
Ew.
If I'm having a gathering and I ask somebody to bring potatoes, I mean, I'm going Kelly over free beer. I know
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Yeah, no one would just bring what I like.
No, because
I never
some
bring
people
things
like
I like.
Just bring a sack of russets.
Yeah, you got wet potatoes. That's what you like for potatoes.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcast. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.